If we analyze all the major religions of the world, except for Islam, all the other major religions of the world, they believe that Almighty God became a human being once or more number of times.
Yes.
All the major religions except Islam, they believe that Almighty God either once or many times became a human being. And they believe in a philosophy known as anthropomorphism.
Mm-hmm.
Anthropomorphism means that Almighty God taking forms and he becomes a human being. And when we ask them that why does Almighty God have to become a human being? So they say that Almighty God, he's so holy, he's so pure, he's so noble. He does not know the shortcomings of the human beings.
Mm-hmm.
He does not know how does the human being feel when he's hurt, when he's angry, when he requires certain things. He doesn't know the requirements of the human being, how do they feel, etc. That's the reason Almighty God came into this world and became a human being to know what is good or what is bad for the human being.
Mm-hmm.
On the face of it, it sounds to be a very good logic.
Yeah.
Almighty God, so holy, so pure, so noble, does not know the shortcomings of the human being, does not know how a human being feels when he's hurt, when he's in problems. So, it sounds to be good.
Yeah.
But I tell them that suppose I happen to manufacture a DVD player.
Yeah.
I create a DVD player. Now, because I'm a manufacturer of a DVD player, do I have to become a DVD player to know what is good or what is bad for the DVD player?
Obviously.
Because I'm the manufacturer,
yeah.
I'm the creator, I don't have to become a DVD player. What do? I write an instruction manual.
Exactly.
That if you want to play the DVD, insert the DVD and press the play button.
Yes.
If you want to skip, press the skip button. If you want to stop, press the stop button. I don't have to become a DVD player to know what is good or what is bad for the DVD player. Because I'm the creator. Similarly, Almighty God, he is the creator of the human being. So he does not have to become a human being to know what is good or what is bad for the human being. What does he do? He chooses a man amongst men. And he communicates with them on a higher level, who we call as messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't have to come himself. And the last and final message, the last and final instruction manual for the human being is the glorious Quran. So that is the reason what they give foremost,
mm-hmm.
that Almighty God became a human being based on anthropomorphism philosophy,
yeah.
can be argued that it's not required for the creator to become the creation.